Blog Talk Radio.
Of Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to have special guest, psychic medium Mark Anthony, will join us today. And he'll be taking your calls. If you would like a reading, try to connect with past loved ones, please call in. Our number, as always, is 347-884-8245. Please call in now so we may take your call before the show ends. We still have lines available, so call in now if you want to connect, because the phone lines do jam up and you can't get through after a little bit. So I thought I'd give you a heads up there in case you wanted to call in. If this is your first time listening to my show, I want to welcome you. My show is all about the afterlife. Do our souls go on from here? If so, what is heaven like? What are the messages from above? This has been my journey ever since my parents died at a very young age. I was only 13 and 16. From then, I wanted to know, really, where did my parents go? Really, what's the messages from above? As I was not finding the answers in church. So That is why I do my show. You can listen to all my shows on archive. You might want to listen to the show that is featured. It's a show I did on August the 3rd, where for the first time I went into the final minutes of the death of my mother, what happened, that tragic couple of minutes. I added also information about what my private reading with Medium Michelle gave me, detailed information that I totally forgot until she brought that up. So if you want to listen to that in archive sometime on August the 3rd, the show is featured on my page. I'm going to leave it there in archive. I don't really want to bring that up every time. It's very difficult to have done that show, but I did it to get the information out there and also to help others that have crossed similar circumstances. So all my shows are archived. Please check them out. We've had some great shows with Medium Michelle, also Dr. John Lerma, hospice doctor from San Antonio. He's written two books about his hospice patients when they've been near death and the visions they've seen and the messages they've heard from the other side. I've had some tremendous shows with Dr. John. We've also had some shows with Danny and Brinkley, had three near-death experiences. Motion picture was made about him. Anyway, he's on archive also. Anyway, check them all out. There's a lot of great shows, I think, and you'll learn a lot. That's what the show's all about. And if you go to the top of the blog talk page, you'll see the favorite button. If you click on that as favorite host, you'll get updates of my upcoming shows. Any of them that I book for the upcoming, you'll get an update from Blog Talk. Also, Blog Talk will send you a reminder 1 hour before my show, so you don't forget. Also, you can click on the friend button and follow me on Twitter. I want to say one quick little note about our show last Wednesday. I had a show Wednesday with Medium Michelle. And the show was, again, one of the really good shows that Medium Michelle has done. But then about 90 minutes into the show, everybody started losing connections. And in fact, I heard from a couple of people that were on hold and finally got through, but they got connected after a couple of minutes. And they didn't know if it was me or what. So I just want to explain that was all together Blog Talk. It was happening throughout all the shows on Blog Talk. It even got to the point where it kicked me out as host, so we couldn't even finish the show. So I think most of my listeners know I would never kick them out of the switchboard or out of the chat room unless they're saying things that are not good. But I don't. Us people that are hosts for these shows on Blog Talk, we're given the software as far as to pull up a switchboard and so forth to bring on the callers, but we have no control over the system. And when something like that happens through Blog Talk, we have no more control than you do out there listening. So just want to let you know that was not something that I did on my side or I intentionally hung up on somebody. I would never do that. So, okay, that out of the way, our special guest tonight, first time on my show, really looking forward to this, psychic medium and lawyer, Mark Anthony. So,
how you doing, Mike? It's good to be on your show.
Yes, Mark, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here, very honored. Why don't you tell, to start things off here before we go to callers, why don't you tell myself and the listeners a little bit about yourself, would you? What got you started and everything in this?
Sure, not a problem. Definitely in my family, psychic ability runs on both my mother's and father's side of the family. And we've been able to trace this back Definitely three generations on my father's side and four generations, possibly five on my mother's side, going back into the 1880s. So psychic ability in my family was never considered weird or unusual. It just was a fact of life. I mean, you know, we didn't go around saying, oh, we're psychic, we're different, we're special, because we don't look at ourselves that way. You know, we're just like anybody else. And I think that pretty much everybody has psychic ability to some extent. It's just that some of us are more in touch with it and some of it are more aware of it. And it's interesting because, you know, I'm introduced as Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and it's amazing. I get all these emails and people are saying, well, what is a psychic lawyer? And do you handle the legal affairs of people on the other side? And I always find that amusing because I was born a medium. I just happened to go to law school. So I'm a lawyer who happens to have psychic ability. And as far as I know, they don't have a legal system on the other side, which definitely means it's heaven. So in the past number of years, I've just grown closer and closer to my ability and have embraced it. I found it very touching and very interesting what you were saying, Mike, about how your parents passed at such an early age and how difficult it was for you. Because for many people, and myself included, when you lose loved ones, you want answers.
Right.
And sitting in church, and I'm not knocking church for one second, and for all the people of faith out there that are listening, God bless you, and by all means, keep going to church, because the answers are in our religions, in our religious texts. But all too often, that gets kind of swept aside in favor of, well, it's an organization, it needs money, it needs to run, and so on and so forth. And then there's all this paranoia and what I consider to be paranoid superstition that says that, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't ever try to make spirit contact. That's dangerous and that's evil. I mean, I was at a church recently and somebody said that to me. They go, well, that's dangerous what you do. And I said, well, by all means, please explain how it is. And I got this vacuous stare. Well, it's against the Bible. It's like, well, not really, because the Bible was written, it was inspired by God and written by human beings. So the root word of inspired is in the spirit of. So it was a spiritual influence which motivated people to write the Bible. And the same thing of the Quran, which I don't know as that much about, not as much as I know about the Bible, but the Prophet Muhammad was spiritually inspired by God to begin to say things which were written down by people around him. So there's nothing unusual about these type of abilities. And, you know, some people say, oh, well, you know, this is a special thing that makes you different. You know, I think everybody has psychic ability to some extent. I mean, Mike, just, you know, we've spoken briefly, but I believe that you are very attuned and aware to your psychic abilities. I mean, isn't that what you would think?
Yes, I think so, yeah. The more and more.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
So, right. So anyway, that's a little bit of background on me and where I'm coming from.
Like you were saying, you know, I find, you know, but I felt, you know, for many years I could intuitively, you know, figure things out. Like I could see people come and visit for holidays, and I could just see, you know, people who came who were married. I could just figure out the ones that were in trouble, the ones who would divorce, and my family would tell me, oh, you're crazy. But within 6 months, they divorced. And now doing my show, I just find that more and more I can tell what's coming up, you know. And it's, I guess the more and more you use it, the better you tune in your skills. Is that right? Or
exactly. It's like any other skill.
Hmm.
It's like a musical ability. I mean, you may have the proclivity to be a great piano player, but unless you practice and unless you work with it, then you're not going to develop that to its fullest potential. And see, there's this feeling that men aren't as intuitive as women. I mean, for all the women out there that are listening, or better yet, for all the guys that are out there listening, how many of you are married to or involved with women who have women's intuition? Okay, so there's probably hands going up all over the country.
Right.
But, right, because, and what it is, women are socialized, for the most part, to be able to embrace and express their emotions in public, whereas men were not supposed to. Okay, I mean, if you embrace or express your emotions in public, that's looked at as a negative thing. However, if we put it in the terms of instinct, now instinct's a nice manly term. I mean, don't you think, Mike? I mean, you know, it's like when you think of instinct, you think of, you know, Arnold and Clint Eastwood and Rambo and all that sort of thing. But instinct is just another way of saying an intuitive feeling. So what you were experiencing as you were growing up is your intuitive senses were keen and aware, and you're picking up on information. Because what I think is that everybody is an energetic being. In other words, we're all spirits temporarily housed in this meat suit, you know, bucket of flesh, body, whatever you want to call it. And we're emanating energy. So, you know, and for those of us that can see auras, and everybody can see auras by that, by the way. And I'm often showing people how to see auras. You don't always see colors. Now, for those who don't understand, an aura is the electromagnetic field that we generate. And there's nothing hocus-pocus or superstitious or new agey about that. We know that the brain and the heart have an electrical field, and those can be measured. So we have energy, and we emanate that energy, and contained in that energy is information. So, Mike, what you were doing as a teenager and now as you're developing, your energy field is interfacing with them, and you're picking up information. And that's why, you know, a lot of us that are in tune with our psychic senses. I mean, I was with a friend of mine, and she and I were in this nightclub recently, and there's all these people came in, and she goes, well, tell me about this one, tell me about that one. And I was like, all right, well, that guy, and he was kind of a big macho sort of guy, I go, he cries. Okay, he cries a lot. And there's another guy, oh, boy, he's really bitter about this. And that woman there, she's real unhappy. And the next day she called me up. She goes, Mark, I don't know how you did it, but you were right about every one of them. I asked the wife of the big guy, and she said, yeah, he's always crying at movies. He gets all emotional and all this. And, you know, they think like this is some, you know, amazing thing, but it's part of who we are. It's part of who we are. We have five physical senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. I mean, nobody really questions those. But then we have additional senses: clairvoyance, which is psychic seeing, clairaudience, hearing, clairsentience, feeling, and clairsavance, which is clear knowing. And we have a tendency to put those aside and not pay attention to those. And if you want, I can go through and explain those and how they work.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. What you were experiencing, but when you felt things, that's clairsentience. It's a French word that means clear feeling. So you were picking up feelings, emotions, and then when you just know something, and you know something without logical reasoning, that's what I refer to as clairsavance, clear knowing. And I believe that that's when you interface with someone else's energy field, you're actually picking up data, or in other words, they're vibrating intelligence to you and information to you, and you're receiving it and then translating it into recognizable information. Clairaudience. I was speaking to a woman this morning, and she said that her mother had passed, about 6 or 7 months ago, and recently she heard her mother call her name. And she said, she goes, it was her voice, but I didn't hear it. Like, you know, it wasn't like a sound, like if you drop something in here, you know, bang. She goes, I heard it, and I felt it resonate through my body. And I said, what else? And she goes, but there was more to it than just hearing her. I felt her reaching out to me. I felt compassion. So that's an interesting example of the clairaudient message of her name came through, but kind of piggybacked onto that, or in tandem with that, was a tremendous amount of emotional information which was transmitted as well. And then the last psychic sense is clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is seeing things. Many times people, and I have a feeling, Mike, that this has happened to you, where you catch a glimpse of a deceased loved one, usually out of your peripheral vision, or you sense their presence, and you may actually see see that person in the room. That's known as objective clairvoyance because it's outside of your mind, outside of your body. And or more often, more common is subjective clairvoyance, where you get an image of that person in your mind, and it appears like a vivid memory, although it is being transmitted from spirit. So those are the additional psychic senses. Now, why is it that everybody isn't aware of those things? Number one, they're very subtle, and you have to pay attention to these things. Now, we live in a zap-action society. We've got iPods, cell phones, TVs, cars. I mean, we live chaotic and very busy lives, and anyone that has children realizes how chaotic your life can be because, you know, you got to pay attention to them and everything else. And so it requires focused listening. It requires quieting the mind, and there's disciplines that you can engage in to enhance those. And then the other thing is there is a bias against these abilities that if you see things that aren't there or hear things that aren't there, you're crazy. So let me explain something. If you hear voices and the voices say, take an axe and go kill somebody, I highly recommend you go to a doctor right away and tell them that, okay? And there's a huge difference between clairaudience and schizophrenia, okay? Clairaudience, you will hear messages, and most of the time, in fact, in my experience, all the time, they're very powerful and very healing and very uplifting messages. You don't get a message from a spiritual entity of someone who loves you that says, take machete and go kill, okay? Right. That doesn't happen. They bring you great wisdom, and usually there's a beautiful emotional feeling that goes along with it. So anyway, I just wanted to give some background on how psychics and how mediums perceive things.
Right. Well, that's great. I love that information. Thank you for that. One thing I want to discuss with you also before we go to callers here is I know we talked a little bit off the air as far as on phone, and you mentioned to me that the way you do a reading is you basically just want the person's first name and where they're from, and you just pull up who comes to you, which I think is so awesome because that's a true psychic. But a lot of people out there, I'll tell you, I do these shows one after another, and they get upset if, say, Grandpa Jones doesn't come through because that's who they wanted. And I think a lot of that is because so many other so-called psychics who may not be really, you know, doing the work, they'll do that. They'll say, hey, I want to speak to Grandpa Jones. And they'll say, okay, Grandpa Jones is here. They'll just pull him out of the heavens.
Sure, not a problem. Well, there's assumed dialogue, and the assumed dialogue is they're here, they're around you, they love you, they bring joy, they bring uplifting feelings. Now, that is true. That is true. When spirits reach out from the other side, that is what they want you to know, or that's a part of what they want you to know. In my one-on-one readings, I don't want people to give me any real information about them ahead of time other than their name and their appointment time. And you're right. If Grandpa Jones doesn't show up, sometimes people get very irritated. And see, I don't conjure spirits. I don't summon spirits. I don't have a cosmic Rolodex where I look up, aha, Grandpa Jones. The spirits are around us constantly, and they know when you're going to be around a medium, or they know when there's going to be an opportunity for them to make contact, such as in a dream, and we can talk about that too. But with spirit contact, the spirits that need or want to get a message are the ones that's going to come across. Now, for the person, it's with spirit contact, it's not so much what you would want as a client getting a reading. It's what spirit needs to get through to you. Now, sometimes people will say, okay, well, that's great. We've talked to these three people, but who I really want to talk to is so-and-so. And then so-and-so comes through, but so-and-so may not. So, you know, with spirit contact, you have to more or less check your expectations at the door and just kind of let the whole situation happen, you know, and see what flows. And, you know, I don't mind if callers say, you know, I really want to communicate with so-and-so. And the reason I'm saying that is only because the mini readings, we don't have a whole lot of time. And if the caller is so focused on one particular individual, that person very well may come through.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I like to keep as little information being given to me as possible.
Right. Also, you know, how do you work like well, this is a two-part question here. Let's go to the first part here. Like, if you're contacting, say, Grandpa Jones and he comes through, are you actually speaking to Grandpa Jones, or is it going another medium told me they go with, like, through a group of angels, which I never heard before, but
well,
how do you work?
they're talking to me. There's a lot of people that rely heavily on the spiritual energies that are around us to communicate, and see, every one of us has a group of spirits with us at all times. There's a collective consciousness, which is known as the other side. And for example, you know, your parents and other relatives are attached and connected to you. Now, that doesn't mean they're with you all the time, but given the nature of the fact that they're pure energy and they can move at speeds we can't even begin to imagine, they can be, you know, different places and then come to you. But there's a group of spirits that are around you all the time. This is what we understand, those of us who study this. But what I do is I open myself up spiritually, and a spirit vibrates intelligence. And it's just what I was talking about before, through the receptive mechanism of the intuitive senses, I receive that vibration, and then I translate it into recognizable information. Now, even the top psychics, or people that are considered to be the top psychics in the country, don't score 100% all the time. And that's where, you know, the so-called skeptics, and I've read their web pages, and basically most of them aren't even worth refuting because they make such fools of themselves with the things that they say, because nobody's perfect. I'm not God, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a saint. I mean, what in our realm of experience ever is reliable 100% of the time? Certainly not our computers, certainly not our cars, our cell phones, and as much as we love the people around us, I don't know of anyone that's 100% reliable all the time. Now, why is that? Well, it's my belief that the spirits are never wrong. Okay, because they're not in the material world. They're on the other side, and they have a different perspective and a much more universal perspective on everything.
Sure.
What's wrong is my ability to interpret and translate that information as accurately as I'd like to. I mean, there's days I'm right on. I feel like I'm, you know, almost at 100%, and then there's days it's like it just isn't. You know, it isn't there, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
I mean, even Tiger Woods has bad days, you know, so.
Yeah, that's what I try to explain to my listeners, that, you know, I think 85, 90% is really, really good for a psychic medium. And I know I've interviewed some top remote viewers, and they say the same thing, that the thing is, you don't know exactly what day or time, you know, your interpretation is going to be on or off. You know, sometimes you could be just, you know, you can just hit it really good. And then other times it's, you know, it's off, kind of like these people who make predictions, you know, of earthquakes. They make a prediction, it happened, and everybody's rushing to them like, hey, what's your next prediction? And then they're all surprised because they're off. It's like, did you really think they're going to hit one after another after another?
Well, right, and premonitions, like you said it, the premonitions don't come with a time and a date stamp. We, you know, we pick up a vibration, and you know, because a lot of people, they confuse, you know, psychic ability with mediumistic ability, and they tell me, well, what's my love like going to be like, and what's this, and yes, I can pick up things on people, but my forte is more with spirit communication. Because what a psychic does, using the same intuitive or psychic senses that we described before, the psychic picks up or reads information of a person, place, or thing. So in other words, they're picking up, or we're picking up, the vibrational energy from a person or an inanimate object. Whereas a medium discerns that information from a third party, which is a spirit. And so it's focusing to a different radio station, if you will, because what we're dealing with is frequency. We're tuning into different frequencies. And, you know, and like I said, I believe everybody has this to some extent. I know some people that go, I don't have any ability. I can't do it. So what's the constant in all those sayings? Can't, don't, negativity, close your mind, block it off. I mean, I have some people come up to me and they got their arms folded and they're like, okay, read me. And it's like, you know, you got your deflector shields up. And first off, I don't want to read somebody like that because they're like, come on, you're going to be wrong.
Right.
And, you know, it's just silliness. I mean, it'd be like a dentist trying to take the tooth out of somebody, you know, they're trying to pull a tooth and the person's trying to punch the dentist in the face. You know, I mean, how well is that going to work? So.
Yeah, exactly. One last thing I want to get into, and then I'll promise to go to the callers here. I know there was quite a few waiting, so it's on this same line here. Now, I think I know the answer you give, but let me ask you anyway. When you get the information, and say the information is not very good, okay, but it's the message from the loved ones that want to connect with the loved one down here, are you going to go ahead and give that information out or not, or... I know sometimes they won't.
But. Yeah. Well, what I do is I tell them what I'm perceiving and what I'm seeing, and a lot of times people go, well, that doesn't make sense, and you know, it's like, okay. So I give that information to them anyway. And what's interesting is a lot of times a day or two later, they'll call me or I'll get an email that, you know, I thought about it, or then it suddenly dawned on me what that meant. So a lot of times with readings, it takes a couple days or sometimes even longer to fully digest and understand the nature of the information. You know, I had a reading with a woman, and she said, you know, is my mother ever around me? And it was interesting because I kept seeing the image of a dragonfly. And I said, you know, your mother is showing me something about a dragonfly to signify some type of contact with you. And she goes, well, that doesn't make sense. I said, okay, that's what I saw. And about a week later, I got an email, and she said that she walked into this store, and she was thinking very much about her mother. And she couldn't stop thinking about her mother, and she walked up to the jewelry counter, and they had this whole line of dragonfly jewelry laid out. Now, you can look at that as a coincidence, or you can look at that, which I don't believe in coincidences, that her mother was trying to reach out to her, and she kind of got guided into this place as she was thinking about her mother, and there is the physical reminder that I am around you. In other words, through me, she said, you're going to see a dragonfly that's going to make you think of me. And she's thinking of, the bug, the dragonfly. And instead, she was thinking very heavily, missing her mom, and walked into a whole jewelry display of all dragonflies. Now, you can say that's coincidence. And for those of you who believe in coincidence, maybe it is. But for this woman, and as far as I'm concerned, that was a message that was delivered.
Right. What I was referring to is, you know, we on one of my recent shows, actually, a couple of nights ago, we had one of my regular guests is medium Michelle. She's a psychic medium, just excellent. She just hasn't been discovered nationally, but she will in a couple of years, I predict. But she's very good. She's done prior.
Is that Michelle like White Dove or something?
Her name is Michelle Fletcher. And
okay.
A lot of her shows are archived, plus she's on Blog Talk, but... And I've had Michelle White Dove on my show before, and you know, meeting Michelle, her readings are just so much even better than Michelle White Dove. I mean, I think, well, I don't want to go into it, but my other guests.
They're different. Dove, they're
right.
Different.
But getting back to what I was wanting to get to is we had a caller who Michelle took, and the her loved ones above were wanting to contact her to let her know that, you know, she's got a real severe drinking problem and she needs to get some help before this does something, you know, to, you know, her to her health and smoking and so forth. And you know, that was the information she was given. So she gave it to her in a nice way. It wasn't, you know, in a really tacky way or anything. It was in a loving way. So we moved on for till the next call. The show ended, and I always close my show out with the song. And for some reason, this person's mic somehow got open, and then here I'm listening to the end of the song, and I'm hearing someone saying something. I'm like, "What's that?" And because my mic is closed, and the guest has left, and all of a sudden it gets louder, and then it's the lady with the drinking problem who's. When she called, she had quite a few drinks. So anyway, on the air, she's saying "F you" about four times till I catch what it is. And I, of course, see all, her lines open. Somehow it got open, so I close it, of course, and stop the song and explain where that came from. Wasn't me. But she was just so upset
sort of
at the message.
Yeah, she sort of verified everything Michelle was talking about, wasn't she?
Yeah, exactly. And I know it's not funny because this person needs help, but it was just...
No, it's not funny.
No.
And a lot of people with substance abuse issues, and I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them, it stems from unresolved grief issues. And... Hello?
Yeah, you're still...
Oh, okay. Yeah, they stem from unresolved grief issues, and a lot of people think that if they self-medicate or if they, drinking and drugs are another form of avoidance behavior, that somehow that will make the pain go away, it'll numb it, it'll dull it, and then they can just ignore it, and no. And then especially when it develops into a full-blown drug or alcohol problem, and then it can be very severe. And I see a lot of that in my work as an attorney, that so many people with criminal problems, drug, alcohol, abuse, it all stems from unresolved grief issues. And it's very sad that these individuals haven't sought out the proper treatment or counseling to help them cope.
Right. Okay, let's go to the callers here. I know you all have called in long distance, so we'll try to get to you now. When I pull you on, I was going to ask your first name and where you're calling from. Also, if you do want to talk with our guest here, Mark Anthony, please press the 1 on your phone. I'm speaking about area code 205. It looks like you just want to listen. Okay, don't want to skip you. Okay, so let's first go to area code 203. You're on the air. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Maura. I'm from Connecticut.
Okay, welcome, Maura.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Maura. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So what can we do for you tonight?
I'm just looking to see, who's around me or if they have any advice for me, I guess, at this particular juncture in my life.
Okay. Bear with me for a second. It takes a moment or two to make a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting pulled very heavily to your mother's side of the family, and this woman feels like a grandmother type of energy, and she lived to be a pretty good age. Definitely, all right. What I'm getting is she sort of had an oval shape to her body. In other words, she wasn't skinny, but she wasn't grossly obese. But she had a few extra pounds on her. This woman lived to at least around 80. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. What I like about this lady, there's a lot of things to like about her. And even up until she got older, she was very careful about her appearance. I mean, she keeps showing me this necklace. It looks like either white beads or possibly pearls. It was a necklace, and she had a lot of rings and jewelry that seemed to have been passed down through the family. So let me see what message she has for you. You know what she really wants to communicate that she likes about you is your compassion. And she keeps showing like cradling, it looks like cradling a dove. So I'm getting the impression that your compassion extends not only to people, but a gentle attitude towards animals or nature. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Also, there's a joy of life. It's almost coming across as joie de vivre, which obviously is French for joy of life. There's a joy of life that this woman had that she recognizes in you to the same extent that she had. And that's kind of the connection between you and her. That's what you've inherited from her. She also realizes that you have a very optimistic outlook on things at the moment. It feels like, you know, there's some things going on in your life which are stressors and tense. But she really believes that your upbeat optimism will get you through this, although I feel a toe getting stubbed, okay? So there's going to be some obstacles in the way, and some of them are going to hurt, but, you know, it's like when you stub a toe, it's inconvenient and it hurts and it's uncomfortable for a few days, but it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she wants to convey to you. And there's something about a mailbox or receiving mail. There's something, hold on, let me ask what she means by this. I get the feeling that you're waiting for a notification on something. You're waiting for an answer for something, and it seems to be forthcoming. That's what she says. Does that make sense?
Kinda.
Okay.
I have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah. There's something, you know, what I'm seeing is a mailbox with a letter going into it, and I'm interpreting that as you'll be receiving an answer. Okay, now, maybe by the mail, maybe it's by email. I mean, obviously, your grandmother probably didn't have email or use it. So the way she's conveying that to me is there's an answer that you've been waiting on or a decision that's going to be made in the near future. Now, once again, I don't get into predicting the future. I'm just telling you what I am being conveyed, you know, what they're conveying to me.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That makes sense.
Okay. Do you have any other questions, Maura?
No, I don't, but thank you very much for your time and for doing this for everyone.
Oh, thank you, Maura. I really appreciate you calling in. And, you know, here's the other thing that you probably already know, but your grandmother wants to underscore. You are like a breath of fresh air to the people around you. And you – excuse me for one second. Sorry about that. And you bring a lot of uplifting feelings, and that's your gift to those that are around you.
That's nice to hear. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Thanks for calling, Maura. Appreciate
it. God bless. Have a good night, both of you.
Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to one more call here before we go to a break here. Let's go to area code 405. You're on there. Can you give us your first name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hello, this is Nick from Oklahoma.
Okay, welcome, Nick.
Hi, Nick. How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing good.
All right, so what's going on, Nick? What do you need? Who do you want to try to connect with, or what do you need?
Last caller, any messages from past family members or anything they want to tell me?
Okay. Hold on for a moment. You know, I'm getting a male figure, and he feels like a father type of energy. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. You know, your father very well may be still here and alive, so this gentleman is on the same level. That means it's like father, uncle, or it could be a teacher, or somebody that you look up to. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I like this guy because he's sort of a casual person, very much a man's man, very kind of almost alpha male type of personality. And what I get from him is he was a hard worker, but in his free time, he certainly liked to be laid back and relaxed. And he could often be seen wearing like his slacks or pants from work with a T-shirt on, you know, just sort of being casual around the house. Not a stranger to Budweiser. I'm not saying Budweiser in particular, but having a beer now and again. I see that he wasn't real old when he passed. I'm getting that this guy, I'm getting around maybe between like 58 and 62. That's what he looks like. He still had a full head of hair. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, he died pretty young.
So. Okay, is this your dad?
No, it sounds like my dad's dad. So.
Okay, because definitely, I mean, it's a father type of figure connected with you. Let me see what he has to say with you. He was very much an outdoorsy type of guy too, and I feel that I don't know if he was a hunter or he had some firearms, but I do see him connected with those. One of the things that he liked was an appreciation of the outdoors. He particularly liked the peace and quiet that he could get out there. Now let's see what he has to say to you. This is interesting. His message to you is be your own man, be your own person. He wants you to definitely, as he's kind of putting it, stand on your own two feet. Be your own man, think for yourself, and in other words, listen to people around you, but don't be led astray. Don't be a follower or be a leader. That's what he wants you to know, because that's what he's a little bit concerned is that you have within you a tremendous amount of strength, although sometimes you compromise that for the interests of people around you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what he's saying is to avoid being, I do not want to use the word manipulated, let's say influenced by people that are going to lead you to bad decisions. He's also concerned that you're not staying focused on career objectives. It seems like that you might, either you were in school or you've strayed away from that, or there's some type of, I'm getting like static with your career, which I'm interpreting as perhaps an indecision on your part what to do. And he is saying, go for it, keep your objective, and make sure you accomplish your objective with your career, and basically be damned with what other people think. So that's the message.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, God bless.
Mark, I want to add to that caller and verify what you said, because Nick is actually my son, and what you got pulled up was 100% accurate, because you pulled up, you know, my dad, who, as you said, passed away not that old, and he was like just about 40 when he died.
I was seeing him older, but it seemed like, okay, as I saw him, his complexion was definitely, he was out in the sun a lot, is, you know, which
right,
is why he may have looked
farm,
old.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because he certainly had that kind of outdoorsy look to him. Was he an outdoorsman?
I don't think he did any hunting, but yeah, he loved to be in the outdoors, and whenever we moved to, like, Chicago, or he hated it and moved back to Nebraska, so yeah, he loved
okay.
the outdoors, yeah.
Yeah, I got like this whole like outdoorsy type of thing. Like he loved nothing. He just loved like a stream flowing through the woods or the plains and that type of thing. And he really felt best when he was outdoors, particularly when the air was like real cool and dry. I mean, he just loved that. Good, you know, he had a good good energy and a very good focus. That's one of the things I can say about your dad, is that he was just a very focused individual. Maybe sometimes a little bit too much, but I'll just leave it at that.
I think I know what you're talking about. Well, let's go to a quick break. Mark, how can people reach you? What are your
My website is www.healgriefwithbelief.com, It is my website, but it also has some resources for bereaved people, some suggestions on how to cope, you know, coping strategies, and my contact information is there. So that's healgriefwithbelief.com.
Okay, great. We'll come back here with you here, Mark, right after this quick little break here. And I want to tell the listeners, you can, there's one line open if you want to call in now at 347-884-8245. We'll come back right to the callers right after this short little break. You are listening to Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long.
Everybody. deepest despair, will you still care? Will you be there? In my trials and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations, in my violence, in my turbulence, through my fear and my confessions, in my anguish and my pain, through my joy and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow, I'll never let you part.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long. That was a beautiful song there by Michael Jackson. Our special guest tonight is psychic medium Mark Anthony. We're going back here to our guest here in just a second. I want to give you listeners an update of my next show, which will be Sunday night with medium Michelle. So please tune in then on Sunday night. Please mark the very top of my Blog Talk page as favorite. And this way, new shows that I'm adding, you'll get updates of when they're going to be. Okay, let's Blog Talk will cooperate.
The music you play on your show, I was getting so caught up in the Michael Jackson song. It was just great. And I love you start off with Coldplay. It's like, wow, he's playing two of my favorite songs. And then I'm like, okay, I got to tune into what I'm doing and stop listening to the songs.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you saying that, because a few people will kind of give me a little hard time. They'll say, well, is this a music show or something, you know? And there's so much spirit, you know, in the music, too. And I just think it makes for a nice, rounded show.
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to be facetious or anything, but, I mean, it's very timely right now to be playing some of Michael Jackson stuff, especially that particular song. I mean, that was obviously something that was deeply inspired, that gave him the motivation to write that. And, you know, I get people saying, well, have you heard from Michael Jackson? And it's like, look, unless I'm doing a reading for somebody that has a personal connection with that person, no, Michael Jackson isn't just going to pop in to see me. I think it would be kind of cool, but it doesn't work that way. And, you know, what a tortured soul. You know, we all go around with these objectives of being rich and famous and thinking, I mean, not all of us, but there's a number of people that do, and thinking how great it would be. And look at how many of those people were just so unhappy. I mean, Elvis Presley, Judy Garland, Michael Jackson. I mean, the list just goes on, and they end up, Marilyn Monroe was another one. Kurt Cobain was another one. It's just so sad.
Right. Exactly. Okay, let's go back to the callers here. Let's go now to area code 320. You're on the air. Can you give us your first name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Kathy from Minnesota.
Okay, welcome, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Something in your voice doesn't sound like you're doing fine as you'd like to be doing.
I'm trying to get my business going. And
okay.
I'm just wondering if I'm doing everything I need to do. And also there's a move that keeps, you know, it's like, am I supposed to be moving or not? Am I okay to stay here?
Okay, so that's more of a psychic type reading. So let's see what we can get on this. Okay, so you're trying to start up a business, or you're switching a business. Hold on, let me see what. Interesting. There's a guiding female energy around you, which is actually seemingly coming from your father's side of the family. Could be a paternal grandmother.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
It feels like what she's conveying. It's interesting, this imagery. There's like a chain link fence between you and where you want to go. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you can see your objective, and it's like this damn thing is in the way. Okay, and it's funny because your grandmother, not that she used four lettered words or anything, but she would say something along those lines, like this, you know, I can almost hear her saying like this persnickety fence is in the way, something, you know, to that that type of cadence to her voice. And she had a lot of colloquial-type expressions, okay? Interesting, because I think that she, feisty would be a good word to describe her. She feels that you need to be a little bit more like her, a little bit more feisty. I feel that from what I'm getting from her, that eventually this, you're either going to climb over or push this fence aside, so you're going to get through this barrier, but there's going to be some slow going. And it's interesting because what you feel like now is, you know how if like you're standing in a lake or a pool and you're trying to walk and how it's all kind of holding you back and it's like, okay, I'm going to get there. And that's what you're experiencing right now. So there's going to be this slow lead in and start up to that. Eventually you're going to get through it. Now, the next question I believe that you had was a move. Let's see, a move. Yep, move looks good. It's interesting because I'm seeing your grandmother pick up like a whole pile of dishes and like lift them up and stick them in a box. Okay, so if that isn't a sign of moving or representation of moving and packing up and moving, I don't know what is. Let's see.
Right now or next
month?
Oh,
gosh, everyone always wants a time frame. It's like lottery numbers. You know, people ask me, well, pick me lottery numbers. Like, hey, if I could get lottery numbers, I'd do it for myself. But, okay, sorry, I digress. All right, let me go back.
Across town or across the country, I guess I should be asking, maybe.
Okay, well, I'm getting the feeling like within 6 months, within 6 months. Okay, now across town or across the country, are you, I hate to ask questions, but I'm getting the feeling, I know you're in Minnesota, of in a southwesterly direction, more of a west coast type of thing. Is that where you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I'm definitely seeing that. It's interesting because, all right, I'm fairly decent with geography, and I'm seeing a map of the U.S., and I'm seeing Minnesota, and I am seeing a diagonal line going in a left direction. Like, I don't want to say towards San Diego, but it could be Arizona, but it's in that type of region is what I'm feeling. So
That's where all my work seems to be.
Well, if all your work is there and grandma's packing up the dishes on the other side, I'd say you should take that under advisement and decide what you want to do. But I'll convey that to you.
I'm just waiting for the door to open so I can, yeah.
Oh, let's focus on that one, the door. Right now it feels like the door is slammed shut in your face. But I think that's getting back to the chain link fence and the wading through the pool and all that. This is sort of a temporary thing, sometimes these temporary obstacles seem like they're going to be permanent, but this one does not feel that way because I started seeing Arizona or Southern California, that direction right away. I don't see you in a place where it's cold all the time, and even the type of trees that I'm seeing are like palm trees, Southern California, you know, that area type of feel.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
And you know what? I think when all this happens, I'm seeing like in 9 to 12 months from now, that knot that you get in your chest, which causes you tension because of all these decisions, is going to be lifted from you.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, great caller there. Great reading there.
Thank you. And she was great. She got, so far, all your callers, good energy. And I like your son. Nice young man.
Yeah, him and my daughter, they're twins, and it's amazing how they've taken to all this. They're just just love this, and you know, it's, I know some people shy away from it, but
well, attitudes are changing, and you know, I keep hearing in several quarters that there's this great spiritual awakening. I think it's also an awareness. And I also think that traditional religions, in many of them, are beginning to be more accepting of this. Like, I know that the Catholic Church's official position, I'm Catholic, so I can say these things, I guess, is like, oh, don't talk to those people. But I've had discussions with several priests about what I do, and they're very interested in it, and they don't look at it as a negative thing. I've even had discussions with a number of people who are Mormons about this. The Hindus, well, Hinduism is very spiritually based and very spiritually oriented. And for any of the Hindu listeners out there, please correct me if I'm wrong, but their objective is not just to know God, not just to have faith in God, but to actually see God. And that what we consider to be psychic experiences are all to be expected in a Hindu spiritual journey through life. And I always found that very interesting. So anyway, but you get me going, and I'll start digressing about these things, because I love to study the different religions and their approach on the afterlife. And, you know, that's what your show is about, is the afterlife.
Right. Yeah, I love that information. I want to have you on again. We could discuss that more in detail.
That would be fun.
It's interesting. You know, you say you're Catholic, and so am I. And, you know, I think the church has changed quite a bit, you know, more to the spiritual than just, you know, the rules and this is the way it is. But in my case, my family here, we're in Norman, Oklahoma. The church we've been going to, as far as Catholic Church, is a mostly African-American church. And we go there because there's so much spirit in the church. And unlike, you know, most other Catholic churches where they're pretty stuffy and follow the rules, but here it's so different. Well, you know, and we've been going there for probably about 10 years now. Well, all of a sudden we got assigned a new priest who is a Jesuit, 70-year-old priest, and he wants to go back to, like, before Vatican II rules.
And
everything structured. Cut the music, and let's cut down on the handshaking, and let's focus on the altar, and it is... And his homilies are like teaching you, like what the Jesuits did, and what, you know, what you're supposed to be doing in a mass. And
it's my complaint with the legal system, is my complaint with organized religion in general, is we spend so much time bickering about procedure that substance gets shoved to the side. But what's interesting is a lot of the top mediums in the country are Catholic. I mean, you got like George Anderson, John Edward, James von Prague, and at one time Sylvia Brown was a Catholic, and there's several others. And the thing I will say very positive about the Catholic and the Episcopal, which is sort of the diet version of Catholic religions, are that there's a lot of spirituality and mysticism, because, you know, having this personal experience. Also among the more liberal Christian crowds, you know, a lot of people pigeonhole born-again Christians as being, you know, very judgmental and narrow-minded and all that. And, of course, in every group there are people like that. But I'm finding several born-again Christians that are interested in the spirit contact, and they don't look at it as a negative thing. I can get off on another tangent about that, but I'll just say that there is, relating this to your comment about your children, there is a great spiritual awakening. I mean, America is a very spiritual country. A recent poll, I believe it was the Harris poll, indicated that over 90% of Americans believe in God. It's just that a lot of them are not finding their spiritual connection through traditional religions, and traditional religions are aware of this, and so they're adapting, as they should. I mean, because Christianity of 21st century America is not what Christianity was in 14th century France. I mean, it's had to grow and to evolve. But anyway, back to you, Mike.
Oh, that's great. I love your information. Okay, let's dig into the callers here. Let's go now to area code 205. You're on the air. Can you give us your first name? Where are you calling from, please? Area code 205. Okay, I guess they're not there. Let's try.
Yeah, they took a vow of silence. No, just kidding.
Area code 724, you're on the air. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello, what is your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
All right, Karen, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. How can I help you, or how can I try?
Well, I'm going through a lot of different changes all at once right now, and I would be very grateful for any insight that you could have to prepare me for anything that's coming up.
Okay. Wow, we got a good crowd tonight. They're not giving me much to work with. No, I'm kidding, Karen. You know what's interesting is as soon as you started talking, I felt like I was standing on the middle of a merry-go-round, and it's just spinning around and around and around. And you're like, boy, I'd really like to jump off, but I'm not sure where. Hold on. Okay. Let me hold on for a second. All right. With you, with an auric reading, there are four levels to the auric reading. There's the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Let's take each one and see what messages we can give for you. On the physical, is all the material world concerns, your health, your job, opportunities, finances. Your health seems to be, overall, you've got a good energy within your body. So overall, your health seems to be good, and that's the pillar of strength that is getting you through right now. But what I'm getting is there are other areas of your material world that are kind of crumbling and cracking. It feels like there is either a strain on your relationship or that's just under a lot of pressure right now. Finances seem to be in doubt, okay? So these are our areas to be aware of. Now, moving into your emotional status, surprisingly, your emotional health is very good. Now, you're worried and you're concerned, but one of your emotional strengths is your inner optimism, okay? Even though there are times you're all smiles on the outside and you tell everybody everything is all right, and then when you're in your car or you're by yourself, it's like, oh God, how am I going to do this? But overall, your emotional status is quite stable. So now this leads us to where is your mental auric field? Here is bewilderment. I hear the word bewilderment. Now, you're obviously an intelligent and very capable person, and you are used to making a lot of decisions. But you indicated, and like I'm feeling, it's like you're on this merry-go-round, and you feel like you're being pulled in so many different directions, and that's causing a number of indecisions in your life, which is annoying to you. And
yeah.
and the big question is, where should you go? And there are two main areas. There's one that is safe, but you don't like going in the safe direction because it feels like it's going to lead you to the path of darkness. And then, and by darkness, I don't mean like, you know, demons and all that. It's just like despair and a lot of stress. Taking the safe route seems like you don't really want to end up there because you'll be a lot of ho-hum, muck, and yuck. And then there's the more risky route, and the path there feels like it's very, like you're walking on thin ice, but once you can get past that, then you're going to get to a more stable financial and personal environment. So then that will then be reinforcing your life on the physical realm. Okay, now this leads us to your spiritual aura, and what I'm seeing on your spiritual aura, good, very good. You have a good spiritual center, and despite all these trials and tribulations, deep within yourself, it's like the sun shines within your heart. In other words, you have your faith, you have a good positive spiritual connection, and you have your optimism. And those are your strengths, which are going to get you through this temporary upset. It seems to me that you are a victim of what so many of us are now, is this lousy economy that we're in is adding to all these aggravations and indecisions and problems. And that if you choose the right path, the right part to jump off the merry-go-round, then you'll be fine. And with you, even if you jump off on the wrong part of the merry-go-round, you're still going to land on your feet. So you're going to be fine. I hope that is helpful to you.
It does. I think I'm looking at this merry-go-round, and the biggest issue that I have is this house that I'm still connected to. And it's such a big risk for me to go back and try to reclaim it versus, like you said, the safe direction, which is maybe just to move on and put it behind me. And it's holding up all of the rest of my other decisions.
Now, what is it about the house that is so special that you need to hold on to it?
It was a family property.
Okay.
And it's going to go one way or the other in a divorce, but I need to make some decisions, and I'm just totally lost.
Okay, and then the other route would be to let go and move on.
Totally let go, yes.
And would that improve your financial situation if you did that?
It probably would faster. It would faster. Okay. I would have to say it was a safer move.
Okay. Wow, that is a quandary, isn't it? You know,
yes.
Let's keep the family house. Is the house going to be a great asset that one day you'll be able to part with and retire in comfort, or is it going to be a constant drain on your resources?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay. Now, I'm wafting into Mark the lawyer now from Mark the psychic. I think what you need to do is sit down with an accountant and with a financial planner and lay everything out and have them give you what is going to be best for you financially. And the house as much, and now I'm wafting back into Mark the psychic, as much as you feel an emotional attachment, this is a material object. It cannot love you. It never will. And any emotional attachments you may have to the past, while they give you emotional value, in the long run, if this object will drain your resources and cause you stress, then it's simply not worth it. On the other hand, if this is the right financial decision and that must be based upon sound financial advice, then that is what you should do.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Good night. Listeners, callers, I should say, when you're calling in, if we could keep the question to one question, please. We've got a lot of people still on hold. Hopefully we can get to each of them before the show ends. I'd appreciate it, and so will the people on hold. Let's go to area code 812. You're on the air. Can you give me your first name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, welcome, Kelly.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my phone call.
No problem.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How can I help you?
I would just like to know if you pick up on anyone around me.
Okay, bear with me for a moment. Wow, I'm getting just a very strong energy on your mother's side of the family. And this feels like it actually either could be a mother or a woman that had maternal responsibilities towards you, like a mother or a grandmother. I'm feeling a very sweet and loving person, and I feel that this woman, when she was alive, was she had a few extra pounds on her. Okay, I'll be tactful there. When she passed, it was a heart ailment. I feel a great weakness was in her heart. that she possibly could have died from a heart attack or congestive heart failure or some ailment that made her heart feel very weak. Do you recognize this person?
No, my mom and my grandma, they're both still alive, so.
Okay, but this is a maternal type of energy, so
okay.
It's somebody on that side of the family, okay? But I do feel that this person around you, very loving, very, very caring, and very protective of you. And she's a strong influence around you, so I don't want to just brush her aside and say, well, that's who else is out there. Hold on, let me see if she's got a message for you. Okay, wow, this woman, interesting. She says you're not taking good enough care of yourself, okay? And she's presenting it to you in a very tactful way. And she's also showing me, like, it looks like either lemonade or iced tea with way, way, way too much sugar in it. so this
funny.
Message is resonating, I take it.
No, I drink iced tea constantly, but I don't put sugar in it, so.
Okay. Well, okay, well, that's interesting because I'm seeing, like, iced tea and lemonade, and what I'm being told is that it's important for you to avoid sugar.
Okay.
Is what I'm being told, okay? This woman is saying that you need to get more, I'm just going to translate it how I would understand it, more aerobic type of exercise. In other words, get the oxygen flowing through your body more. This is going to be good for you for a number of reasons, stress reduction and cardiovascular health. So that's what this woman wants you to know. Also, this woman had an appreciation of butterflies. So I don't know if you knew anybody that was either like a teacher or a grandmotherly or an aunt or somebody like that, but butterflies were something that she really liked a lot. And the interesting thing about butterflies is they're highly symbolic of like a carefree. You know, I mean, the word butterfly was misconstrued. It was supposed to be a flutterby, okay, but it got screwed up in some book, and that's why we call them butterflies. And in flutterby, in other words, maybe you need to be a little bit more whimsical, take a little bit more time for yourself, have a little bit more fun. So that's the message.
That makes sense.
Okay, well, good. Hopefully you'll be able to figure out who this energy is, but she's very strong feminine energy that's around you. Now, I could be wrong about it being on your mother's side of the family. This could be someone on your father's side of the family. When I do readings on people in person, I can see when I'm looking at the person, if they come in on one side, that's father's side. If they come in on the other, that's mother's side. That's a whole other discussion.
Well,
and sometimes they switch sides, and I don't know why they do that to me.
Well, I don't know. I've never met my father, so, you know, I don't know any of those people, so.
Okay, but very strong feminine energies around you. Well, she knows you, that's for sure.
Okay, all right.
So.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye.
But it's so true, Mark. You know, she said she didn't know her father, but that's still her family, even though you didn't
right.
know them, they're still going to be with you. I mean,
it is, and you know, it's difficult, and I'm certainly not criticizing any of the callers or anybody, you know, because I don't want to sit here and go, okay, there's a woman around you that you don't know who's telling you this, because I try very hard to concentrate to make sure that energies that come through are recognized or recognizable by the person, and that's what I ask for. But it was interesting because the message that needed to get through to that caller was so strong and so clear and came through so rapidly that I had to go with it. Sometimes I'll be doing readings and people come in and there's a whole slew of people around them and they're kind of diffuse, and then an energy will come through that kind of has the message. So, you know, everybody's different, and spirits, you know, it's nice to know that we keep our, we retain our individuality on the other side. It's not like when we cross over and we pass and our spirit separates from our body, it's not like we're issued a harp and a cloud as soon as we get over there and they say, okay, lay around and play. I mean, that's not what's going on over there. And a lot of people ask me, well, what's the other side like? Well, I've seen representations, and I've seen things that they show me, and it's usually very beautiful. It can be very pastoral, and or a beautiful beach or a mountaintop, and I don't know if that's what it really is, or that is a point of reference that we in the material world can understand, because where they are, they're essentially living in this energy field and a different vibration, a different frequency, a different dimension. I don't know if we can actually understand or comprehend what paradise is like.
Right. Okay, let's go back to the callers. Thanks for that, Mark. Let's go to area code 615. You're on the air. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Linda, and I'm in Tennessee.
Okay, welcome, Linda. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mark. I have a lot of family members who are on the other side. I particularly miss my mom, but I
oh, I know it, Linda. I'm so glad you said that, because as soon as I heard your voice on the phone, I felt mother. Okay, sorry. Go on.
No, that's all. Just I was sort of saying whoever comes through is fine, because there's a bunch of them I'd love to hear from, but I really miss my mom.
Well, she knows. Hold on. Wow, your mother wants to make me crack up, okay? And what I mean by that is good-natured. I think she could be very funny at times.
Mm-hmm.
God. She's sort of not June. She's sort of like June Cleaver, but with like Lucille Ball's sense of humor type of thing. Is what I'm, and that may be a bad analogy, but I'm getting a real mom, motherly type of figure who
mm-hmm.
was very funny, very good humored. She would do this thing where she would stand there with her hands on her hips, and she could say something that was either sort of critical or very, very funny. I mean, she had this posture about her. She was a great cook. I see her in a kitchen, and what she says is that she was a good, like, basic cook. In other words, she wasn't going to do some fancy French type of cooking, but when she, let me tell you, if you missed dinner at her house, that was a big mistake. Okay.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. She had just a lovely, lovely nature about her. I see a lot of flowers with her. So, she had an appreciation of flowers. She may have had a garden or something, or some flower pots that she liked to tend to. But she particularly is showing me yellow flowers. And these yellow flowers are associated with you. They look, I don't know if they're daisies. I just
bought some yellow flowers about 2 hours ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, see, she that's her way of saying to you,
mm-hmm.
she knows that, she's with you,
mm-hmm.
and yellow is an extremely, well, all colors are important, but yellow is an extremely important color when a spirit conveys it, because yellow is the color that I interpret as happiness, okay,
mm-hmm.
and that's what your mother wants you to be, is happy. She knows that you miss her, but and she just is bubbling with love, just bubbling. And I'd say that would be her personality was bubbly, because I keep showing like this. It's funny, she's showing me like this giant glass of ginger ale with the bubbles, which indicates
sure
she was
liquor
she was?
And the ginger ale.
Maybe that's why mom was so much fun.
I think so.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because, yeah, it's one of those big glasses, and there's definitely ginger ale, and it's got that color in it, all right? So it's like bubbly sweet, and she's just a whole lot of fun. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if she's got another message for you. Tell her I just adore her, okay?
Oh.
So that's her message. She just adores you.
Life has not been too easy the past few years, so I think that's why I miss her so much. So,
well, she's aware, but, I mean, hey, she showed me the yellow flowers you just bought, so
yeah, okay.
It's not like she's abandoned you.
Okay.
And Yeah, so she's definitely there, definitely around you. And hold on, let me see if she's got something else. Okay. Boy, when she gets going, she gets going.
Yeah.
You feel very put upon, is how she puts it. You
very,
feel very put upon.
Very.
Okay. And oh boy. Tell them all to go to hell. I'm sorry, but that's the message that came
that's
across.
That's what I needed to hear.
So that's what Mom has to say, and now she's laughing. She's funny. She kind of liked herself a bit, and that's
genius.
Okay.
She was great. Yeah.
Yeah, she is just, she's awesome. She's the type of person you could just sit down with and just have laughs for hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd like to sit there and talk, and she's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's what she wants you to know, so I'll leave that with you.
I get to tell them all to go to hell. That's so great.
Well, that's what came across, and I don't ever like to use any type of profanities on the radio, but when a message comes across
right. That
clear and in sentence format that hits me and it resonates through my body, I know that is a literal message from a spiritual energy.
Right, and it's not my style either to say that, so it kind of is interesting because that's what I'd kind of need to, I would probably literally say that to the people in my situation, but I just appreciate the candidness of it. I needed to hear that. Okay.
Oh, super.
Okay,
right.
Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. It's a great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
That was a great reading there, Mike. Mark, I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, let's go for a short little break here, Mark, and I'll come right back here to you, and we'll finish out the show with the callers here.
Super. Okay, we'll
okay.
see you in a few.
All right, everybody, we're going to come right back here and go with a couple more callers right after this side of the break. You are listening to Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long.
I see love.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ghosts and Demons. I'm your host, Michael Long. I hope you'll mark the show as a favorite there on the top of the Blog Talk page so you get updates of my upcoming shows. Our next show is Sunday nights with Medium Michelle. Hope you'll join us then for that. Let's get back to my real good host here, guest tonight, Psychic Media, Mark Anthony. Mark, are you there?
I am, and you know what? And that's one of my favorite songs, "My Sweet Lord." In fact, I was actually listening to it today in the car on CD. We got the same musical taste. I'm thinking this is cool.
For some reason, I thought you liked that song.
See, your psychic ability is cranking. Well, you know, it's a great song because even though you know it goes to the whole Hare Krishna mantra. What it did is, the line Hari Rama is the Hindi word for God. So all that they're saying there is praise God, and that's what George Harrison was singing. And his whole thing was, it doesn't matter what you call God, as long as you call God.
Right.
So I always like that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mark, before we run out of time, how can people reach you again? What is your website?
My website is healgriefwithbelief.com. That's www.healgriefwithbelief.com. It's a resource for bereaved people. It has information about me and how to contact me, and not to be redundant, but resources for bereaved people, including prayers, affirmations, and positive ways of coping with the loss of a loved one.
Okay, great. Let's get back to the callers here at the time remaining. Let's go to area code 647. You're on the air. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Diane. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, welcome, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So what can we help you with tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if you had any spirit... like around that had a message for me. I know these are all just queuing up, right?
I know. I'm glad spirits are spirits, because if they were like corporeal entities, there'd be like 4,000 people in my house at any one time. Hold on. You know, right away I'm getting male energy, and I see this guy, and he's wearing a suit, and he's wearing like a dark suit, white shirt, dark tie. So that indicates to me, well, it's one, two things that, I'll focus on. It feels like he was in a, worked in some type of professional capacity. And hold on, let me see if I can figure out what side of your family he's on. You know, I keep getting that he feels like he's associated with your mom's side of the family, and it's entirely possible that it could be your dad or your mother's father. Hold on, let me see what I can get more from him. Hold on. He liked cars. This guy liked cars, or he was very fond of a car, because I heard liked cars come across. Does this make sense to you?
It's possible. Like, my father's father, I didn't know. But he was a professional. my mother's father was a farmer, so probably wouldn't be him.
Okay. Oh, liked cars. Okay, so he either had a car that he liked, or he liked to work on cars, or he was mechanical. All right, hold on. You know, I'm still going back to your mother's side of the family, and I'm seeing, like, ducks. Ducks are little chicks, okay? So I don't know if in more of a rural setting. I get the impression, though, it's possible that he may have been buried in that suit, too, because sometimes they do come across showing what they were buried in. Only to make a point. Interesting. He's showing me a flower, and it's a purple flower with one, it's like a mum. It's a mum. It's got like a little green center and little purple flowers, and it looks definitely like Well, to me it looks like the Midwest, but you said you're from Toronto, so it could be, you know, I guess if you take the Midwest and go further north, then you're in Canada. Kind of, do they live in an area that had like a, it was like a plains type of area, kind of windswept? It wasn't real mountainous, although there were mountains in the distance. Does that make sense to you?
I think the caller dropped off somehow, Mark.
Yeah, I was getting a connection there. Well, let me, if she's listening, yeah, there's more information coming through, but I would need her to validate it. Okay, so we can move on to the next caller, I guess.
Okay, great. Let's go to area code 8989. You're on the air. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Liz from Michigan.
Okay, welcome, Liz. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
How you doing, Liz?
Hi, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Oh, sure.
I'm just wondering who or if there's anyone you see around me and if they have any messages for me.
Okay. Wow, right out of the box, I'm seeing a female energy, and this woman, she was a big woman, okay? And by big, I don't mean like grossly obese or anything like that, but she feels like she was a physically strong woman in most of her life. Towards the end, I'm seeing like her legs. She's making a point to show me her legs were like all swollen. Swollen and even maybe there's some inflammation there. Very, very tender. Issues with salt, water retention, possibly some hypertension, high blood pressure. Do you recognize this person?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay. Hold on, let me work there some more. Well, she had gray hair. It was short, not like in the curly around your head short, like sort of if it were longer, it would have touched her shoulders, sort of kind of a bob type cut. And what I get from this woman is that she, okay, when I say plain, I don't mean that she was a plain person, but this was not someone that indulged in lots of makeup and glamour and things like that. She was more down to earth, more easygoing, not pretentious at all. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's just I'm kind of confused. Is it someone that feels like a grandmother or an aunt, or is it an older person? Or
yes, this person. Okay, hold on. This person is on. This feels like this is on your mother's level. Okay, so that could be an aunt, and this feels like if this woman feels like she's on your mother's side of the family.
Okay, this is the person I'm thinking of then.
Okay. It seemed like there were some real issues with her walking in her last months of life.
She actually needed a hip replacement.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it was actually during that surgery that complications that she passed, so...
Yeah, it's interesting because normally when they tell me how they passed, I feel like pains, like I can feel like, God, the suicides are just, especially the ones that shoot themselves in the head, I mean, I can actually feel it. And with her, it's very diffuse, which makes sense because she would have been under anesthesia or heavily medicated, you know, because
right.
I see all these health issues. And God love her. I mean, she was putting up with all types of discomfort and pain. All right, so let's ask her what message she has for you. I see her petting a cat. So either she had a cat or she's acknowledging either you have cats, but I see her cradling like a tabby cat. Hold on. Let me get a better message through. Interesting. She's showing me like an image of what I perceive to be you with a lot of paper and writing things. and going over papers and documents, and it seems like you're buried in a sea of paperwork, and it seems very arduous. Does that make sense to you?
I think in the way that I'm kind of nervous about going back to school for the first time this fall.
Ah.
In many years.
Now that makes sense, because it's like notebook paper, and there you are, and you're just like surrounded by books and papers and documents, and it's causing you all types of like, oh my God. And she is like waving her hand like, oh, stop. Okay,
yeah,
like,
that sounds like her.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, you know, that's what I like about her, is her down-home common sense, and she's not pretentious, and she didn't mince words. And I don't think she was, I don't feel that she had a sharp tongue, but she would tell you like it is. And her message is back to the basics, get it done, stop worrying about it.
That makes perfect sense. Now, I have to ask you about the cat she's petting. I have cats, but I don't have a tabby. I did have a cat that I had for a very long time. She was 17. I had to have her put to sleep in December, and she was a tiger cat.
A gray?
Kind of a gray, brown, striped. She was an old cat.
Yes.
And that was hard to do, but it was time to go. So.
Well, that's the cat. Okay, and it's interesting because you know, people ask me about animals, and for the folks listening, anything which is capable of love is capable of spirit communication. And obviously there was a love bond between you and the cat, and it's interesting because your aunt is holding the cat in her arms and petting the cat. So that's a dual message, one from the cat, one from your aunt, and basically, you know, the cat just showed up to say, hi, I love you.
And that's wonderful to hear, because there's a lot of guilt when you have to put an older animal that's starting to decline to sleep, and you feel like, are they okay, and did I do the right thing? And you kind of know you did, but at the same time, you feel bad.
Here's the animal's response to that. It's looking at me, and you know how when a cat looks at you and they kind of blink their eyes, you know, in that very tranquil kind of way, that's what the cat's doing. You know, and I've had cats, and I've seen when they do that, that's sort of a look of contentment. It's not like when, you know, their pupils get dilated and they start, you know, the hair on the back, you know, that's not it. The cat is very tranquil. And so I'm going to go out on a limb here and interpret that as the cat is very much okay with everything that happened. Okay. And what's interesting is both this animal and your aunt suffered extensively. And I'm not saying that your aunt was put to sleep, but they both had they had a similar ending. They both passed under anesthesia. And it's interesting that they both came together in tandem to be supportive of you and to transmit a message of love. So I just find that interesting.
I think that's wonderful, and it makes me feel like I'm glad I did, you know, the cat was, she was suffering. And so I it was something I definitely needed to do, but it's good to know that she's got a new home with somebody that loves her.
Absolutely.
And,
it's amazing. When I first started doing this work, you know, being raised Catholic, I was like, only people have souls, you know, and all that guilt stuff and everything. And then animals started coming through, and it was like, there's a dog here, and the people I was working with were laughing. They go, well, yeah, animals come through, and I go, you're kidding me. And I've had horses, dogs, cats, parakeets, hamsters. I mean, it's just amazing, the animals that come through. And in fact, a family member had a cat for 17 years who passed, and I knew that the animal had passed because he came, I saw him, and he was purring, and this cat always had this very loud purr. So they do. Hey, what would heaven be without our pets? So I can't, you know, so.
That's very true, Mark. Let's try one more caller here. If we can squeeze him in here real quick here, Mark.
Sure.
This person we tried to get earlier, and then something happened. They called back. They're the first caller. Area code 205, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Your first name?
My name is Charlita.
Okay. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. No problem.
I just have a quick question. I want to have another child, and I've been dreaming about this child, and I've been in, like, I was standing in the kitchen the other day, and I turned and caught a glimpse of myself, even though I was standing there, but it was like I was on the outside looking at myself, and I was pregnant, and I just wanted to know if...
with a boy.
A boy?
With a boy.
Okay, I didn't know if I was losing my mind or if it was just something I wanted so
no.
bad.
I'm seeing a baby in blue baby clothes, so I'm going to go with it. The baby's showing me blue baby clothes. I don't see anything wrong with that decision. What I feel is that there is a spirit around you that is ready to, when you're ready to come into this world, and I also get from you that you're going to be a very, very good mother, a lot of nurturing and very supportive, and the baby or this spiritual energy keeps showing me a high chair. So I don't know if you already have a high chair, but I keep getting the image of a high chair. Also, do you get acid indigestion or acid reflux?
I do.
Okay. All right. So this spirit definitely knows you, and the message here is you better love the baby because the acid reflux is really going to crank up when you're pregnant. Sorry, but I just got to convey the message as I get it. But you know what? It's going to be worth it because this child, and I'm seeing a star. This child's going to be like a star in your life. He's going to be somewhat athletic, but I am probably like a baseball because I'm seeing a baseball bat and a baseball. And mm-hmm. also, I don't want to say real studious, but I'm seeing a good kid, but this stems directly from your nurturing, your protecting him, and spending a lot of time with him, and reading. He's going to like books. So that's what I'm
getting.
Oh,
that's what I do. I love to read anything. I'll read anything.
Yeah, and that's going to be a very important bonding aspect between you and this young man, is instilling in him a love of books and knowledge and reading and clean living, which is very nice. And do you live in a two-story house, perchance?
No, not at the moment. I was looking to move.
Okay, because where I'm seeing this young man, he has a room upstairs, okay? So I don't know if you live in an apartment upstairs or you're looking for a two-story house. Now, I'm not saying that you have to buy a two-story house, but that's what I'm getting shown. And his room is modest. It's not going to be lavish and all that, but he's going to be very happy. And the thing that is really wonderful about this energy that's going to come through, he's going to be the best friend you've ever had, in addition to being your son. So
that's so great. That is great.
So I'll leave that with you. Sure, no problem.
For taking my call and just, you know, let me know that the little things that I was seeing and dreaming about is just not all in my head.
No, it's not, because what's happened is you're ready to do this, and this soul is around you, and he's, you know, and you are going to be the vessel which will bring forth this life, and that's such a very positive thing. And this is not a decision that you're making lightly. This is something you've put a lot of thought and prayer and emotion into, and you have prayed very much for this child, and your prayers are going to be answered.
Okay, well, thank you so much and for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bless you both.
God bless.
All right, God bless you.
Okay, Mark, our time's all out here. Why don't you give us that website one more time, if you would, please.
Sure. It's www.healgriefwithbelief.com. You can contact me through my website, healgriefwithbelief.com. And, Mike, thank you. You're just a great host. Love your taste in music. Your callers are awesome. And if you would honor me again, I would be privileged to be back.
Would love to have you back. A lot of people have said some really great things about you in the chat already. So, anyway, I definitely will be in contact with you to have you back more often. So,
well, thank you. And everybody out there, God bless you.
Okay, you too. Okay, take care, Mark. Thank you.
All right,
good night. Okay, that was Mark Anthony, medium psychic / lawyer. I really enjoyed that. Our next show is Sunday night. Please join us then. We'll have Media Michelle on. Until then, take care, everybody.
Another day is gone.
only got 100 years to live. Only got 100 years to live.